Today's daf is Bechoros daf Lamed Hey. Today's shir is sponsored by David Ham, an internet participant from Yerushalayim in honor of his wife Margie. Also by my aunt and uncle Jack and Jeanette Blumenkopf in honor of Jeanette's mother Shifra Tzipora Bas Chaim Shmuel Ala Shalom on her yard site. And also by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank all three sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. And Jeanette's mother should have, mother's neshama should have an aliyah. And it should be a gewaldige zechus for the continued atzlacha of the families of the sponsors. So let's begin. We are holding on daf lamed daled and beis, and we're in the middle of a discussion of kansu b'no achrav or lo kansu b'no achrav. Meaning, what if we know that if a person is matul mum b'bechor, so we make a knas that he's not allowed to benefit from it. So what's the halacha about his child? As if the person who did the avera dies, so is there no heter for the child either who yarshins that b'chor? So we were discussing from different rayas, different places where we make a knas, so are we kones b'no achrav or not? Then we're going to have a mission on the top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph that's going to bring different stories about people being matil mum b'bechar and when it becomes mutter reshecht as a result of being matil mum and when it's aser reshecht, meaning how directly does one have to tell somebody else about the predicament and have that person then be matil mum in order to make it aser to take advantage of the fact that there is such a mum. We're also going to have a discussion. The mission that follows is going to have a discussion about a situation where a person is being chased by an animal that happens to be a bechor, and then he injures the bechor because he's kicking it away from him. So is that called being matil mum? Where would aser it? What if he kicks it after it was already chasing him? So the Gemara is going to discuss that situation as well. The Gemara is also going to talk about if you're matil mum before the animal's even born, whether that's considered to be a violation of matil mum b'bechor, or the Gemara is going to talk about where exactly the mum has to be. Only a mum shebagaloi counts. What if it's a mum inside the animal's mouth? So it's sometimes galoi if the animal opens up his mouth wide, but it's sometimes not galoi when the animal's closing his mouth. Is that going to be considered a mum? Then the mission on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss the ne'amanus that a person has to say that a mum got there by itself and that he wasn't actively matil the mum. So we're going to talk about who's believed, a Kohen, a Yisrael, the Kohen's shepherd, who is a Yisrael, the Yisrael's shepherd, who is a Kohen, the Kohen's shepherd, who's a Kohen, who's believed to say that they did it, who has no ulterior motive to claim that the mum happened on its own. There's certain mum, you know, that they happened on their own. The animal has an extra leg, right? So there's no way that a person did that to the animal. But we're talking obviously within the world of mumin that could not have happened on their own. Also, we're going to discuss what the status is of safek bechar. Normally, we have a rule that whenever it comes to dina mamnas, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. So the Gemara is going to discuss who could be made on a safek bechar that's biyad Yisrael that the mum happened on its own. So we have our work cut out for us. So let's begin. We're in the middle of the discussion of kansu b'no achrav or lo kansu b'no achrav. So we brought in rayas. We said, well, maybe mocher avdolovit chavim and meis is kansu b'no achrav, but that's because kol yom av yom mafklevi mitzvos. That if you sell your evet to an avid chavim and then the person who sold the evet dies, maybe we do make a knas on the son to buy the evet back, even at an exorbitant price, because there's an ongoing problem, and that is that this evet is mufkal from mitzvos. And we said, okay, but what about mechavin melachto lemoed? A person is kivin melachto b'moed. He thinks, oh, I'll be able to do this melacha on chalamoed. Why should I do it now? And normally we would make a knas that you're not allowed to do it on chalamoed, but the person dies, and now his son is left with this melacha to do. But the son never had an opportunity to do it before Moed. So we said that we're low kansu b'no achrav, but maybe that's only because the Isser was never done. The father never did any malacha. He was planning on doing malacha, but he died. So the shaila was, hachamai, right? We raised the question, l'didei kansu rabban va leisei, odim l'mamone kansu rabban va isei. Do we say that the fellow who is matil the mum himself, we make a kanasan and he's not here anymore, so we're not going to extend that knas to his son? Or do we say, no, the knas is on this Bechor, and the Bechor is still here, and therefore one should not be, even the son should not be able to use this Bechor. So Amar Leh, so that's where we, I think that's where we left off. So Amar Leh, so it says Gemara Tani Suha, about six lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Zera answers Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tani Suha, we could be poshit the suffix from a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuot. A field that you took from it during the seventh year, you took out the thorns that are not attached to the ground, that are scattered throughout the field. So tizor l'motzai shviyis. Even though you did that during Shemitah, you're allowed to plant that field on Motzai Shemitah, even though you're being nene from what you did be'isser during Shemitah. We're not going to make a knas because he didn't do an avodah chashuva. All he did is he removed some thorns, he removed some parts of the field, some things that were in the field that were that would have been damaging. But nitaiva, but if he fertilized the field, or nidaira, or he plowed the field during Shemitah, lo tizar l'motzai shviyis. Then we make a knas that he's not allowed to plant that field even on motzai shviyis. Va'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina naktina, that we have a mesora heitiva v'meis Benozora, that if the person did this, he did an avodah chashuva during Shemitah, and then he died, well, his son is allowed to plant that field on Motzai Shviyas. Why? Because Alma l'didei kansu rabbanon libre lo kansu rabbanon. The knas is made on him. The knas is not extended to his son. And therefore, we want to suggest the same should be true by Tzorei Mozen Bechor, that l'didei kansu rabbanon only for him, but not for his son. So Gemara brings another knas that we did not extend to the child. Amra bayinak. We have another tradition that timei taharos b'meis. If a person is metame someone else's taharos, and then he dies after being metame someone else's taharos, so he was mazik the other person with a hezek shein onikar. The items that he was mazik look exactly the same. Physically, they're exactly the same, but they're now tame, so they're not as usable. So lo kansu b'nachrav. We do not make a knas to have to pay the nezek on the child. Only the guy who did the nezek himself would have to pay. My taima, why is the son not chayiv? Because hezek sheinu nikar lo shmei hezek. Really, a hezek sheinu nikar is not considered a hezek and should not be mechayiv the mazik to have to pay on a daraisa level. And over here, it's clearly a hezek sheinu nikar, but it's a knas mi drabanan that we make him pay. And l'didei katsu rabanan lebrei lo katsu rabanan. We only make a knas on him. We do not make a knas on his son. The sma in choshem mishpat simshin pei right. That even if there was already Amad Bedin on the father, and the Beis Din said, Yerchayv B'tashlumei Nezek, we still do not extend the Knas to his son to pay for it. But the Shach disagrees in that case. Shach says, then it just becomes a regular Balchov. Once the Beis Din has already passed on the father that he has to pay, so now it transitions into a regular Chov that the father had, where the child is going to have to pay for the Chovos of the father from the Yerusha. The Kerenorah suggests, like the Sman, that the Sman is correct, that he would not have to pay, but he says if after the father was Amad Bedin and he was Chayiv, he sold Kol Nechasav, we collect from the Lekuchos that Nezek. So even though normally Lekuchos have a stronger hand than Yorshim do, over here the Yorshim are in a better position than Lekuchos. That Yorshim would not have to pay, the Ben would not have to pay, but Lekuchos would have to pay. Because if we would not be Kodesh to Lekuchos, then it would never be a Knas for the Ovar Aveir himself, because he could always just be mocher nechasav. Meaning, wouldn't make any. What if the guy didn't die and he just sold everything? So if we're not going to make a knas on the lekuchos, then the knas has no teeth to it because the guy could just sell everything. So it must be that lekuchos we make the knas on, but the yorshim themselves we're not going to make the knas on. So even though it's that's not the way it normally works. Normally yorshim are in a worse position than lekuchos. Over here they're in a better position than lekuchos. Now this is not every situation of knas that we have in all of Shas. Meaning over here we have a clear conclusion that we are not konis b'nai achrav, but we also have cases of mochar avdo where we are konis b'nai achrav. The Marit al Gazi writes that what about chametz shavar lav haPesach? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim the chametz shel Yisrael shavar lav haPesach is aser b'ana because of a knas that they were konis shema yavar alav b'bal yirah bal yimatze. Because he violated Bali Rabbi Yimatze, so we're making a knas. So over there also, does that knas extend to the children of the Bala Chametz? Do we say that they didn't do anything wrong, and it's just like Torah Mos and Bechar, where lo kansu b'no achrav? So Marit al Gazi says you can't say that you can't compare the takanos of Chazal and their gzeros to each other and say that Torah Mos and Bechar they were lo kansu, but by Chametz we were konas more, and the Chachamim would aser even for other people, because we know that we can compare the gzeros of Chazal to each other, because in our sugya we bring a raya to the knas of Torah Mos and Bechar from the din of Sadash and Nativa B'Shvius. And if you're going to just tell me no, every knas was different and you can't compare them and you don't know how strongly Chazal wanted to be konis, then what's our whole sugya doing? So it must be that there was an assumed standard that Chazal were following when they made these knasos. So therefore, it should turn out Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach should be derived from din Torah Mos and Bechar that they were not konis other people. But he quotes a Ran in Maseches Pesachim of Zayin and Beis that says that the knas that the Chum made to ask of the Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach lo kansu bo rakes ha over atzmo, only the person who violated himself, they did not make the knas only on the person who violated himself, ela al kol ha olam asruhu. Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach is asr for everybody. And the Raya, he brings a Raya from a Gemara Maseches Chulin, and the Marit al Gazi rejects the Raya, but he says, why would it be any different than Tzorim Ozen Bechar? And he leaves the Ran as a Tzoruch Iyun, that why should Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach be any different than Tzorim Mosin Bechar? There were Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach, we're going to make the Knas on everybody, that once that Chametz is called Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach, it's also for everybody. So in the Sefer Nechmad Lamare, he says that there's a big chilek between Tzorim Mosin Bechar and Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach. By Tzorim Mosin Bechar, no shame Isser came on the Bechar, because if it develops another mum, then it's going to be mutter even for the guy himself to shecht, because we pass on like the Chachamim. If a person's mechavin melachto lemoed, it's not called the shem iser on the melacha, because after the moed it's mutter to do that melacha. And when a person is mochar avdo legoy, there's no shem iser on anything. The chacham were mechayiv you to be poda. So in all of those cases, we would say lo kansu ela oso, but we were not kones b'no achrav. But in a case where we take an item and say this is now an iser, this has a shem iser, this chametz is chametz shavar lav Pesach, it's Aser. So then you're going to, that's a din in the Chefza, it's not just a din in the Knas on the person, and therefore it's going to be Aser to everybody. There is a discussion. Rav Menashe Klein has in a tshuva in Mishnah Lachos in Chelek Gimel Siman and Dalit what people are somichan when they drink schnapps, when they go visit non-frum people, or they buy schnapps that's owned by a non-frum store. Someone told me, a lawyer told me, that it never occurred to him that there's a partner in his firm that has some high-end scotch in his office, and he said he's definitely at some occasion or another had a Jewish guy, and he's definitely at some occasion or another had a l'chaim with him, whatever, I don't know what you call it, but had some of his scotch, and it never occurred to him that this guy's had the scotch in his office probably for years, and it's definitely chametz shavar lav haPesach. So Rav Menashe Klein discusses, is there any limud zchus? So he says it's definitely usher to do, but there's a limud zchus based on a number of achronim that hold that chametz shel Yisrael mumar does not become aser achara Pesach, against the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, like the Magen Aleph writes, that since it's very difficult to avoid this problem, so he was a melamed akula, that the whole reason the chametz shavar lav Pesach is for regular people that are not chashu to violate an isra biyadayim, they would only leave the chametz around and maybe be lazy about being mevayer it. So by saying that it's going to to be usher after Pesach, so you're not going to benefit by being lazy. The gezeirah is going to help, and they're actually going to get rid of the chametz. But when you're dealing with someone who could care less, you're not going to do it, couldn't care less, you're not going to do anything about it. So then maybe there's no isser of chametz shavar lav haPesach on such chametz. We don't paskin like that, but that's what he suggests, that maybe it's maybe it would be a limud zchus in a situation of chametz shavar lav haPesach. Okay, new mission now. So the mission just tells us two stories. Ma'isa b'zachar shal urchelim zakein usarum medultal. One time there was a bechor that was a sheep and or a goat, and it because it was never shorn, because there's an isra giza, it looked like it was totally unkempt, it was out of control, and because it was already old and no one was ever able to shear it. V'ra'o kazdar echad, and a certain non-Jew saw it. V'amar mativ shalzeh, what's the deal with that animal that you allowed it to get so old and you never shechted it, you never wanted to eat its meat? You know, normally you would shecht an animal way before that. So amalo b'char hu v'enu nishchat elim kein hayibamum. It's a b'char, so we weren't allowed to touch it because we can't. It's not allowed to be shechted unless it had a mum. So natal pigom v'tzarim azno. So the guy took his spear and he cut off its ear. He made it into a balmum. B'maisel v'nei chacham. So they asked the chacham, okay, now can we shecht it? It has a mum. V'itiru, and they allowed shechting it because the guy was not trying to be matir, because he didn't know that by actively making a mum it's going to be mutter b'shechita. He thought that it only has a heter to shecht it when it happens on its own. But va'achar sheitiru halach v'tirim elzim b'choros acherim. Once he saw that the chum allowed that one, so he went around and he found all the b'choros and he started cutting off the ears of all the b'choros v'asru. And then they asked it, because at that point he was obviously doing this on purpose. He was obviously doing this to be matir the b'char. Another story. Pa'machos ha'yitinokos mesachkin b'sadeh. There were children, Jewish children, playing in the field. The kashu zinvei tlaim zebazeh. Children used to have different games than they have nowadays. They would tie the tails of two sheep together, so they would run in different directions. And nifsegas navu shalachon mehem, and the tail of one of them snapped right off. So that made it a balmum. Vareu bechar, and it happened to have been a bechar. Uba meisel v'nei chachamim. So they asked the chachamim, can you shech the animal based on this mum? V'itiru, and they were matir it. So because the children weren't trying to be matal mum b'bechor, they were just playing this very disturbing game. So Rosh Eitiru, so they saw that they were matirit, halchu v'kashrus nevos b'chor sacherim, so they started tying all the other tails of the b'choros in order to hope to get lucky to create another mum v'asru. And the Chum said, no, that you can't do, because you're obviously doing that intentionally. Zaklal! If it's something that you're doing on purpose in order to be matil mum, then it's going to be asr to shech based on that mum. But if it was not bekavana, then it's going to be mutter. So the Mishnah had said that pamachas the kastor made it, it was tzori mozen bechar, and the chacham were matir, and then pamacheres there were tinokos mesachin. So the Gemara explains, why does the Mishnah have to bring both of these stories? Utzricha, we need both stories. Diashmi novid chavim. If we only had the first story about an ovid chavim, that I would have said that the din is only so by an ovid chavim de lo asi lemisrach, where there's no chashash that because of this heter, the guy is going to get in the habit to violate the isra being matal mum b'kachim going forward, because the fact that the guy becomes in the habit of doing isurim doesn't bother us. The guy can do whatever isurim he wants. He's not included in this isur. It's not one of the shav mitzvah b'nei noach. Aval katan dasi lemisrach, but a child who, if he gets in the habit of being matal mum b'bechar, that's the opposite of chinuch, right? When he's on this gadol, also he's going to violate the isur se'im alo. So I would say that maybe we were not matir the bechor that he was matil amum in, even on the first time, even when he didn't have kavana to do it. V'iyash mi'inon katan, and if it only would have told me that the first bechor that the katan was matil amum in is going to be mutter, I would say mishum d'lasi l'chlufei begadol, because anyone who sees that we were matir that is never going to think that we would do the same for a gadol, because a child is obviously different than an adult. Avlo v'chavim d'lasi l'chlufei. But an ovid chavim who's an adult and looks just like a regular adult, one might come to confuse that for a situation of a Jewish adult. So I would say that we should not be matir. So tzricha. That's why we need the Mishnah to tell me in both cases we were matir the initial one, but once they started doing it on purpose, then we were not matir anymore. So Gemara brings a machlokas when a Jew tells a guy that this bechor is mutter. if it had a mum. So because that was the case in the first story of the Mishnah. Amar chisam rav katina, lo shanu ela da amar lei, elim kein hoya bo mum. That our situation in the Mishnah, that we were matir, that first one, is only if the Jew said that it's not going to be mutar b'shchita, elim kein hoya bo mum. From that lashon, it's mashma, that it's not going to be mutar unless it happens on its own. That then that such a mum would be enough to shecht it, because and therefore we could assume that the guy did not understand that if he's matir l'mum, he's going to be matirit. Aval amar lei im nasa bo mum. But if he doesn't say hayabo, he says nasa bo mum, commander amar lei zil avid be mum adami. That would be the equivalent of telling the guy, go make a mum because I need a mum in this animal in order to eat it. That would be highly problematic. Even the first animal would be aser. Amar av amichti mimelehu. In any situation, we're not matir b'char unless the guy didn't know that the b'char would be mutter by being matir l'mum, and he's not having kavana to be matirit. So when the guy doesn't know that the b'char will be mutter until by the mum that he's putting onto it, so mali haya mali nasa, what difference does it make if you say haya bo mum or nasa bo mum if the guy doesn't realize that him doing it is going to cause the heter? Elanasa nami mimeluhu veloshna. So Rava disagrees. Rava thinks nasa sounds like something that happens mimelu also, and even such a lashon, the guy is not going to chap that if he makes the mum that it's going to be mutter, and therefore when he does make the mum, it is going to be mutter because he doesn't realize that that's what he's doing. Zakal. The rule is very simple, that anything that's ledas is aser. That if he's doing it purposely, then it's going to be aser. So whenever we have a zaklal, it's always coming to include something else. So what's it coming to include? Lasuya grama. Even if you did it ledas, but only al yidei grama, like we learned about yesterday, where you take some dough or some food and put it on the animal's ear, and then unleash a dog right near it, so the dog jumps in and bites the ear off the animal. So that's grama, but it's something that you set up on purpose, so that's going to be aser. Shalol ledas, we said, is mutter. Lasuye masiach lefi tumo. Shalol ledas means that the kasher didn't ask what's the story with this bechor, and you answer that the bechor is aser b'shchita if it doesn't have a mum. But they themselves, you yourself spoke lefi tumam, and you say you can't shech this bechor ever unless there's a mum in it, and you didn't have any kavana that the kasher would hear about it, and he would be matil mum, that the guy would hear about it and would be matil mum. So that's what we call shalol ledas. You just happen to mention it, you just masiach l'fitumo, you happen to have some conversation about this animal. Now we have a situation, says the Mishnah, hayu b'char rodfo. Let's say a b'char is chasing after a person to gore the person, to hurt the person, ba'ato. So the person kicks the b'char, va'asa b'mum, and he makes a mum on that b'char. Hareza shachtin alav. Then you're allowed to shacht, even if the person is a kohen, who's chashu to be matal mum on a b'char, in order to be matir it for him. See, Yisrael has no benefit by being matal mum on a b'char. He can't have it anyway. But a Kohen is a little more chashud because he's going to benefit. Now he'll be able to eat the Bechar. So even if the person being chased was a Kohen, nevertheless, that's going to be mutter when he kicks the animal that was chasing him. So Amar Rav Papa, Lo Shanu Ela Ba'ato B'Shas Redifa. That's only Shaba'ato B'Shas Redifa. If you kicked it while it was still chasing you, Avalach Redifa Lo. But if you only kicked it after it was done chasing you, the Bechar is not going to be mutter based on that mum that came about from kicking it, because then clearly your kavana was to be matal mum, because there was no need to protect yourself anymore by kicking it. The chase was already over. Says Mar Pshita, well, isn't that obvious? Then you're just a regular guy being matal mum bekachim. So obviously that's going to be aser. Now, madu tematsuri hu demitkar. I might have thought that he's just letting out his frustration. This animal scared me, terrified me. So because I was so scared, I let out my frustration. I give it a kick. I wasn't thinking about being matal mum. So I just wasn't thinking rationally. So kamash milan, that's why Rav Papa is telling us that we don't say that. We say once the chase is over, you can't be matir based on a mum that the person inflicts on the animal. That even after the redifa, it's going to be mutter. My time, sorry, the mitkar, because the boy remembers the terror that he had when this animal was chasing him, and that's why he kicked it, not to be matir a mum. He kicked it just to let out his frustration, and therefore we taka our matir, even if he made the mum afterwards. If a person wants to be matar b'char, there's no problem making the mum before the animal is born, and because the b'char does not become kadosh when it's still berechem, it's only at the leida that it becomes kadosh. That's a pasuk. Kala b'char asher yivaleid, the pasuk says. So it's only the isra v'talis mum is only once the animal is born. If you manage to get in and do and make the mum while the animal is still inside the mother, so then it would not be an isser. Amar Rava, how would you do this? Gadya bu'udnei imra b'siv vasei. That if it's a gedi, then you could be matel mum on its ear, because most of its head comes out, it's considered yalud and it's kadosh, but it has very long ears, so the ears would come out before rov rosh comes out, so you're able to get it before it's considered nolad, before it's considered born, you're able to be matel mum on the ear. And if it's a sheep, then you could be matel mum on its lips, because it's that's what comes out first in the birthing process. But its ears, which are very short, you would not be able to be matel mum, because they don't really come out before the rest of the head. Ikada amri, others say that imranami bu'udnei emor derech tzdav nafak, that even a sheep, you can be matel mum in the ears, because we assume that it comes out through the tzidei rosho, where its ears would be seen before the rest of the head, and since the sides of the head come out first, so you're able to be matel mum before it's actually born. But a mum that is going to be matar b'char is only a mum that is visible, that's begalui. The pasuk says v'chiyeh bo mum piseach o iver kol mum ra lotis b'chenu l'ashem elokecha b'sharecha tochalenu. Now you don't bring it as a carbon anymore. Now you get to eat it. So what about mumin that are in the mouth? Amar Rava. When the animal eats, it opens up its mouth just a little bit, and you don't see the mum just when it's eating. But if the animal opens up its mouth a lot to scream, to let out a sound, then you would see the mum have a mum. That's considered a mum. That's gullu enough if when the animal opens up wide, you're able to see the mum, even though in the normal eating of the animal, you would not be able to see the mum. Maika Mashmalan, what's the chiddush of Rava Tanina? I already know this from a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, hachutin achitzonos, the outer gums of the animal, shenifgamu, that are missing a piece, visha nigmumu, or they're cut along their width and in a way that it's a mum, that's considered a mum galui. Hapnimios, the inner gums that where you have the wisdom teeth, shenekru, that are totally uprooted, those are mumim also. So the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason of the Mishnah that even akiras chanichaim hapnimios, that even the inner gums is going to be considered a mum? Lav mishum, isn't it because when the animal opens up wide, you're able to see all the way into the back of its mouth? So what's Rava teaching me? Why do I need Rava to tell me that it's already beferish mission that we're going to have in Daf Lamed Tes? So Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Rava Nami, Taimid Mesnis and Mefarish. Rava wasn't trying to tell me a chiddush, he was trying to explain the Mishnah. Why is it that the Mishnah says that even the gums in the back of the mouth are going to be considered a mum? My time with Nek Rav Mumma, Mishum Dechipay Mechzi. That's what Rav was just explaining to Halacha. It's because when it opens up its mouth wide, it is visible. So that's considered galui enough to be a mum. This is reminiscent a little bit of the Halachas of Chatzitza when it comes to Tevila B'mikvah, that part of the body that is sometimes begalui and sometimes not exposed is considered to be a base of starim, and you're not allowed to have a Chatzitza in such a part of the body when you go to the mikvah. So there's a shaila. What about something that's only really alidei adchak? So that's a shaila in poskim. If you could see into the very back of the mouth, if a person really, really, really opens up their mouth wide, would a chatzitza be a problem in such an area? Or is it only something that's sometimes actually visible? So over here, by the din of a mum shabagalui, the din is anytime it would be seen at all, it's still considered to be bagalui and it's still considered to be a mum. Okay, so we had said that in order to be matar b'char to shech and to eat it, it has to have a mum, but it's an issur d'oraisa to be matil a mum, like we said, kol mum lo yebo. If a person is matil mum, we already learned there's a kanas, you're not allowed to shecht it, that we learned in the Mishnah. So our Mishnah talks about when are you believed, or who is believed, to say that the mum happened by itself, and that you didn't do it. So kol mum lo yirun lova b'dei adam. Any mum that could have come from human involvement, meaning it wasn't a mum of an extra, that the animal had an extra leg, or something like that, or one leg was larger than the other, or something that a human being could not have done. But a regular mum that a human being could have done, Rowa Yisrael Ne'amanim. The Rowa Yisrael are believed to say that it happened on its own and that no one did it, but Rowim Kohanim Einim Ne'amanim. But Kohen shepherds are not believed because they're chasha to be matal the mum on their own. So the Gemara will explain who are the Rowa Yisrael, who are the Rowa Kohanim. Does that mean Rowim of Yisrael? But it doesn't matter what the Rowim themselves are, or Rowim who are Yisrael. So we'll discuss that in the Gemara. Shungum liyalomer, neman hu al shel chavero. The Kohen could be made on the Bechor that belongs to someone else, that the Mum came on its own. Ve'ein neman al shel atzma. But a Kohen is not believed about his own animal that the Mum came on its own. Rameir omer, hachoshar al dover lo dono v'lo me'ido. Anyone who's chashar or anything cannot be a judge on that case, and nor can he be a witness on that case. And therefore a Kohen is not neman to be made at all about a Bechor that belongs to him, and nor a Bechor that belongs to anyone else, because he's chashar al dover, since he would want to do it for himself. So we assume that he cannot be trusted in the halachos of being matil mum. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar Chad Omar, there's a machlokas to how to explain the Mishnah between Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. One of them explained that when the Mishnah says roe Yisrael, it means shepherds who are Yisraelim bei kohanim, even if they happen to be working for balabatim who are kohanim ne'amanim. They're ne'aman to say that the bechor that belongs to the kohen that developed the mum, that the mum developed on its own. The reason they're believed is lilagim alo chashinan. We're not choshesh that the Yisrael that works for the Kohen is going to falsely testify that this mum came on its own in order to be matarit, so that his master could invite him to participate in the seuda together with him when he eats it. We is not going to think that far ahead that the master is going to share the food with him. Roi kohanim, but if the shepherds themselves are kohanim bei Yisrael, working for Yisrael, ein amanim, they're not believed about the animals that belong to Yisrael. Why not? Meimaramar kiven de katarachna bei lo shavikli didiv yav lachrini. If I'm the one that's been taking care of this animal, and then the animal becomes mutter, and he's got to give it to a kohen, why wouldn't he give it to me? I'm right here. So he'd give it to me, because I have a shaychus with the animal already. He wouldn't give it to anybody else. V'uad din kohen l'kohen, and the same is true. If a kohen is a shepherd, he's not neman to be made on another kohen, on his bechor that the mum was nafal me'elav, d'cheshin and l'gomlin. Because then we're choshesh that the shepherd kohen is going to say, today I'll testify about that fellow's, that other kohen's animal, that mum was b'me'elav, and then tomorrow he'll testify about mine, and we'll have a deal. We'll be in cahoots with each other, and we'll be matir each other's becharim. V'as Rav Shimon Gamliel lemeimar neman hu al shel chaveru. Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to tell me that a kohen is neman to be made al shel chaveru on another kohen's, whether it's his own boss or whether it's just stam a person, because we're not choshesh l'gomlin ve'ei neman al shel atzmo, but he's not neman on his own, because then we have to be choshesh that he was matil mum and he's lying about it. V'as Rav Meir lemeimar hachash al dover lo donav lo me'ido, that a kohen is never going to be believed, not on his own, not in anyone else's, because he's chashar al davar himself. So v'chad, and so that was the opinion of either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Lazar in terms of how to read our Mishnah. We had Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar to two deos. So far, we only quoted one. We had Chad Omar that Roi Yisrael be Kohanim Ne'amanim, and Roi Kohanim be Yisrael are a Ne'amanim. So v'chad Omar, and the other one held that Roi Yisrael vehein Kohanim. If the Roim are Roim of behemos that belong to Yisrael, but the Roim themselves are Kohanim Ne'amanim, they are believed. Unlike the first Shita, which said, no, they're not going to be believed because they're going to assume that the boss is just going to give them the animal. No, they are believed. Why? Meimar Amar, the person will say, lo shavik tzur merabanan v'yav l'didi. Why in the world would he give his bechor to me, a little shepherd? He would give it to a Talmud Chacham. He would give it to someone who's an important person. I'm an Am Haaretz. Why would he give it to me? The assumption, Rashi says, is that a Stam Roa is an Am Haaretz. But so he assumes that it would never go to him. It's interesting that a Stam Roa is an Am Haaretz, some of our greatest heroes in Jewish history were Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, right? But nevertheless, they weren't Stam Roim. A Stam Roa apparently is an Am Haaretz, but Roi Kohanim, Vehein Yisrael, if you have someone who's shepherding a Kohen's animals, and the Roa themselves is a Yisrael, That's where they're not going to be believed. Because he knows that if the boss has a b'chor balmum, the boss will be able to eat it. And when the boss will eat it, he'll invite whoever is a member of his household, including his workers, to come share in it. So he's going to enjoy the meat from this animal. And certainly if it's a kohen working for another kohen, then we're choshish for both, that he might share it with him, and they might have a deal with each other. And Rishim comes to say that the kohen is neman to be made about someone else's behemos, but not about his own behemos. That kohanim are choshir al becharos to be matal mum, and therefore they're not neman to be made whatsoever about a mum. So bish lamalamandi yamar. I understand very well according to the second understanding that roa Yisrael vehin kohanim, that if you're shepherding the animals of a Yisrael, but the shepherd himself is a kohen, ne'amanim, haynu dasar meir lemeir, mechash al davar, lo dan v'lo me'ido. That if you can say that, you're going to be believed, so I understand, Rameir is coming along and he's saying, no, if you're chash al davar, you're not believed at all. Elamadim roi kohanim be Yisrael, but if anyway you say, like the first day, that when the shepherds are kohanim and they're working for Yisrael, that they're not believed, then what's our mayor saying any different than the Tanakama? Yeah, the shepherd, that's a kohen, is not believed because he's chashar al adavar. Why is there any different than Rameir? So you could be naid Rabbi Shua ben Kfosai. The nafkamina between Tanakama and Rameir is the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Kfosai. Ditanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfosai Omer, Bechor be kohen. If you have a Bechor that's in the house of a kohen and it has a mum, tzarech shnayim min ashuk lahayid alav. You need two people from the shuk to be made that mum happened on its own and the kohen didn't do it bikavana. And even if those two people are kohanim, but that's fine, but the kohanim that live in his house are not going to be believed. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer afilu b'no afilu bito. Even the own son and daughter of that kohen who owns the bechor could be made. Rabbi Yossi omer afilu asara vehin b'nei beso ein me'idin. I don't care how many members of your family swear up and down that you didn't, that you were not matil mum. It's not going to help. All b'nei beis of a kohen or chashud to be matil mum in a bechor in order to be able to eat it. But when the aid is from the shuk, even an aid echad is going to be believed, and you don't need shnayim. So that dinner, Rabbi Shua ben Kfosai, that two kohanim in a shuk are neman to be made on a bechor of a kohen. That's the machlokas Tanakama and Rameir in our Mishnah. Tanakama holds like Rabbi Shua ben Kfosai that roam or kohanim are not believed to be made on a bechor that belongs to their master because of the reasons that we said before that they might lie, but on a bechor that does not belong to their master, they would be believed to be made even if it belongs to a kohen because there's no chash legomlin unless the kohen that's being made on the bechor is a roeh that he has a constant relationship with, but some other kohen from the shuk there will be no chash. Whereas Rav Meir holds no, a kohen can never be made. He's automatically he's not accepted if he's a kohen, and even if the bechor is biyad Yisrael, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shua ben Kfosai at all. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a machlokas: who could be made on a suffolk bechor that's biyad Yisrael that the mum came on its own? So kaman ozla hada amar of chis amar of katina suffolk bechor shenolad be Yisrael. You have a suffolk bechor that's in a base in the house of a Yisrael, and the Yisrael could eat it when it's a balmum. Tzarech shnai min ha-shuk lehayid alav. You need two people from the shuk to be made that the mum happened on its own and that you didn't do it b'kavana, because the bailum is chashud to be matal mum in order to be matirit. So kiman Rabbi Shua ben Kfosai, we must be assuming like Rabbi Shua ben Kfosai who said that if it's in a house of a kohen, you need shnai min ha-shuk. Meaning over here by a suffolk bechor by Yisrael is the same thing as a vaday bechor by a kohen. See, when it's a suffolk bechor, you still need to wait for a mum because it's suffolk daraisa l'chumra. But once it develops a mum, then it's only a dini mamonis issue. So who does it belong to? If it's a bechor, it belongs to a kohen. If it's not a bechor, it belongs to the Yisrael. Hamotzi mechaver alav arayis, so the Yisrael gets to keep it. So it seems to be an exact parallel. Rav Nachman amar bailim mi'idin alav, that the bailim themselves could be made. We're not choshish that they're going to be mashaker because the only kohanim are choshud to be matal mum, but Yisrael Elam are not chashud v'matal mum, even on a safik b'char. D'ilotei ma'achi, because if you don't say that by a safik b'char, you say that every person is going to be chashud v'matal mum, ma'iser l'rabbi meir, mi meir alav. Who would ever be meir about a behema that's ma'iser, that the mum happened on its own? Every single person who's ma'aser's behemos, since he is the bailim of the ma'iser, should be chashud to be matal mum. So according to a meir, anyone who's chashud al davar is nogea b'davar, can't be meir on it, so no one would ever be able to be meir about ma'iser. So must be that Yisraelim are not chashudim. So it says more ma'iser vaday mehemeti by shadi be'muma b'kulei edrei. No, the reason he's believed by ma'iser is he has a migo that if he really wanted to be matar the ma'iser, he could have made the mum himself before it was ever ma'iser. He could have taken all of his animals and snipped off the ears of all of them and then been mafresh the ma'iser. Ella safik b'chol le'meir mi meir alav. No, the real kasha is a safik b'chol, according to our meir, holds that anyone who's chashur al davar is not going to be made, is not going to be believed. Who would ever be able to be made on a safik b'chol? V'chi teimach enami delestai takanta. And maybe you'll say you can't bring a raya from a safik b'chol to our meir because according to our meir, maybe there is no heter since there's no one to be made on it because every yisrael is chashur al davar. No, but that's not true because vatnan. You can't say that because we have a mishnah. Shai Rabbi Yosi Omer Kol Shechalifa Biad Kohen Pater Menametanos. Whenever you have a safik b'char biyad Yisrael, and the Kohen takes another safik b'char kenegdo, like there are two zecharim, and you don't know which one is the b'char, the din is that the Kohen could take one of them, and the Yisrael keeps the second one, and the Yisrael does not have to give the one that the matnos kuna from the one that he's holding on to the Kohen, because the Kohen who is mekabel the behemah, it's as if he has already taken that in lieu of the matanos. Rameir Mechayev, Rameir says that the Yisrael has to give the matanos from that bechar. So you see, Rameir holds that a safik bechar that it develops a mum has a heter achila. Otherwise, he would not be mechayev to give the zrol lechayim lekeva to the kohen. So you can't say that it's ein lo takana according to Rameir. Ela shemamina bailum eidin alav. So you see that you can be made on it because it is only Kohanim that are chashud on mumin. Yisraelim are not chashud on mumin at all. So safik b'char, that's biyad Yisrael, the bailim themselves and them to be made, you don't need shnai min hashuk because Yisrael is not chashud on hatalas mum. Okay, Belshem, tomorrow we'll pick up with itmer.